You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
We're talking more start sit questions for week 6 of the NFL season next on Fantasy Football Today in 5. Welcome to FFT in 5. I'm Chris Towers here with Adam Azer to talk about some of those tough start sit calls for week 6. We're going to talk about Kyle Pitts. We're going to talk about the Dolphins with Skylar Thompson starting at QB. But first, we have got to break down the barn burner on Thursday Night Football between the Bears and Commanders. It was so exciting. I almost forgot what the actual matchup was. And Adam, how exciting was it? We got an actual touchdown on Thursday Night Football for the first time in 2 weeks. I mean, incredible stuff.
The fourth quarter was fun. It was really
close.
Yeah, I mean, it was. I think it was pretty fun, you know, but it was one of the worst.
It's the eternal. It's the eternal question. Was it a close game or was it a good game?
It wasn't a good game. But I do think the fourth quarter was pretty compelling.
You got any takeaways from this one?
We did get
Brian Robinson scored a touchdown.
Yeah, I mean, he dominated the carries in this game. So that was really encouraging. He had, 17 carries. Antonio Gibson had 5. McKissick had 2. So he's clearly just going to run away with the carries unless he continues to be very inefficient, because Gibson gave them a bit of a spark. But that was really good to see. My bigger takeaways are with the Bears. It's kind of crazy. They scored 7 points against a team that's been one of the worst defenses in football. And I think you come away a little bit encouraged from a fantasy standpoint, because Justin Fields could have had a really big game. He scored 19 points. That's his best game of the year, but he missed a wide open tight end on what should have been a first. I think it was the first quarter, maybe second quarter touchdown. He nearly had one at the end there with Mooney on the last play of the game.
Two drives stalled out inside the 5-yard line.
Yep, right. Had the interception where he threw the ball off someone's helmet. They got stuffed at the 1-yard line. So they left points off the board, but I think you can see if they throw the ball a respectable amount, and tonight they threw 27 times, Darnell Mooney could be very involved, and he's someone that you don't have to start him, but you got to pick him up. He's available in about 40% of CBS sports leagues. So I think, believe it or not, encouraged from a fantasy standpoint by the Bears offense in this game.
I think Justin Fields has actually played pretty well the past couple of weeks. His passing was a little inefficient.
Disagree. Oh my God.
He didn't throw the ball well today, but you have to consider the situation he's in. The fact that he had 88 rushing yards.
Yeah.
I think he came within inches of the touchdown at the end.
Yeah.
I think he's a little bit overcoming the situation that he is in, and
he is
at least back in the QB2 discussion, which he wasn't for the first few weeks of the season.
Yeah, with the rushing floor, he is. But I mean, just he doesn't see open receivers. He takes too many sacks. He makes too many mistakes. But that doesn't necessarily matter for fantasy.
All right, let's move on to some of those tough start sit questions, and we'll start off with how many tight ends are you starting over Kyle Pitts this week?
Okay, let's go through it. Kelsey, Andrews, Ertz, Goddard, Higbee, for sure. I'm going to start Kittle over him. I'm going to start David Njoku over him. I'm going to start, I don't know if we'll know about Keenan Allen, but if we knew Keenan Allen were out, I would start Gerald Everett. And then I would start Taysom Hill.
That's where I draw the line. I can't start Taysom Hill over Kyle Pitts.
The 49ers are, I don't know if they're good against tight ends. They just gave up 10 catches, 73 yards to the Higbee. But they are year after year, top 5 against tight ends. They just hardly ever face good ones.
And Kyle Pitts is hardly a tight end.
Very low chance of, only there's Taysom Hill, right? Very low chance of scoring, because I mean, Mariota doesn't throw touchdowns and he never looks for Pitts. But that's fine. But at least we can agree there's got to be at least 7 guys, right?
I think so, yeah. And chances are you're starting Kyle Pitts if you have him. I think the only guys who are widely available who I'd start over him were Higbee and Ertz are probably the only ones who you might have been able to pick up, maybe Everett, but for the most part, yeah, I'm starting Kyle Pitts. Are you starting any of the wide receivers in the Jets and Packers game?
Yeah, Lazard. I pretty much just trust Lazard. I can look up a little stat for you if
it's a touchdown or 100 yards in every game so far, which is you know, putting a lot of weight on the or, because he has one game with more than 45 yards as well. So it's sort of, you liked him coming into the season, so I think you still like him. Well, I didn't like him coming into the season, so I don't like him now.
It's just that if there have been four wide receivers who have had 7 to 10 targets against the Jets, and all of them had 93 yards or a touchdown. So if you can get the targets against the Jets, then you can do pretty well against it. That was a set. It wasn't the Lazard set. It was a Jets stat.
All right. How are you feeling about the Dolphins skill players with Skylar Thompson starting against the Vikings?
Awful. I mean, I can't. I'm sorry. I think I'm fired up from the Thursday night game.
it was a barn burner.
I just can't. Well, I'm negative, I guess. I can't trust Jalen Waddle. He'd be a number three receiver. He could always make one play and make your week. But can't trust Waddle. Starting Tyreek Hill out of default. He had an eight out around 4.5 last week. Yeah. So I think they'll do whatever they can to get him the ball. Mostert's okay as long as
he was back at practice Thursday.
Yeah, he's a low end number two running back, but I'm not starting. It's really just Waddle, right? I mean, well, no, it's Waddle and Mostert. Yeah. Not starting Waddle. Don't really want to start Mostert. Probably would have to in certain scenarios.
That makes sense. All right, and that's going to do it for FFT and Five. We'll be back tomorrow with some beat the waiver wire options for you to pick up, and on Sunday morning to get some updates on some of the injuries that we're talking about heading into week 6. That'll do it. We'll see you next time on Fantasy Football Today in 5.
It's the UEFA Champions League on Paramount Plus. Europe's top club soccer tournament. Champions versus champions. The best teams facing off in the knockout rounds. Magnificent! And it all takes place
while you're filling out financial reports at work. In the middle of your day, in the middle of your week. So use that second screen. Call in sick. Do whatever you gotta do to tune in Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Nobody watches the UEFA Champions League like us. Stream every match live exclusively on Paramount Plus.